Give me back tomorrow, I've taken all that I can stand. Throw the weight of the world from the palm of your hand. Gather round the fire, together we will rise. Keep your feet on the ground, keep your eye on the prize. Oh.
Well, good morning. This is the Dina Marie Show, Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. My name's Terry Phelan. I'm guest hosting today with Laura Elflein. We are representing our businesses and our organization, the Northwest Eco Building Guild.
Fantastic. Hi, everyone. This is Laura Elflein with Mighty House Construction and Mighty Energy Solutions. My companies provide sustainable building solutions, remodels and additions, backyard cottages, all the rage these days. And we also have a separate company, Mighty Energy, that does infrared radiant heat systems.
And this is Terry again. I have a company, Living Shelter Architects. We also do house renovations, small, cool, green homes, accessory dwelling units. Laura and I worked on one of those last year together and had a lot of fun. And mission-driven organizations. We're working on some projects right now for Posado Safe Haven up in Monroe and doing some really cool things with them.
Yeah, not only did we work on a project together, but it's definitely gotten some good press lately.
Yeah.
It hit the Seattle Times Pacific Magazine this last weekend. It was so cool to see that project in print. The owner said to me, just when we did a presentation about it, and had it on the Green Home Tour, I guess that was two Green Home Tours ago, and the owner had said to me, gosh, I feel like my project's a movie star. And it's just continued to be so. It's so much fun.
Yeah. It's got the looks. It's got all the right things going for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Such a great project. It was fun to work on that with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. There'll be more.
Indeed.
So today we have a guest in the studio with us, Greg
Lotakis.
Lotakis.
I forgive you.
So
okay.
So quickly, yeah. I forgot.
No, it's okay.
He's the COO with Node and co-chair of the Northwest Green Building Slam and Summit, which is sponsored by the Northwest Eco Building Guild. Greg, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Yeah, Laura and I were joking that we saw each other last night up until about 8:30 for a committee meeting, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning here, and all we've done in between is go to our homes and get a little bit of rest. So it's great to be with you, continue to be with you. It's exciting to be here. Of course, I've been helping with the Guild for some time, and I know we'll get to talk about that, and been with Node for about 6 months. And we are working on a flat pack system for sustainable and healthy homes, which is really exciting.
Oh, cool.
And so in the realm of prefab, but not fully modular, where you need a crane to set the home, which can be very difficult in a lot of lots in Seattle.
Right. Especially trying to do a backyard cottage.
Yeah, imagine a giant crane and power lines everywhere and hard access. And so we are working on that. We have several clients coming up, and we are also focused on backyard cottages at the outset, mm-hmm. and are working on our single family home designs.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is fun.
So it is more than backyard cottages. You're definitely going into more traditionally sized homes for single family.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to focus on our region here in Seattle and Western Washington. And backyard cottages really allow us to get our start and prototype our parts as we think about. We've got some design challenges we've given ourselves, including trying to make our own hardware so we can essentially click our home together.
Wow.
Almost like Legos. And so we can avoid some of the trickier elements of putting a house together. And also the parts and pieces so that they're manageable, carryable, can move them to a tough spot and put them together.
That sounds very cool. I love the Legos idea.
Yeah.
And everyone can relate to that.
It's come full circle. I don't think I'll ever stop wanting to play with Legos.
So it'll come like on a pallet? You know, where you get like all your caulk and your nails and your clips and your things all palletized, delivered to your site?
Yeah, the intent is to, you know, imagine a couple trucks coming. Right now, your walls and your floors all be panelized. They'll come out as a kit and land. Working on different foundation solutions right now. Some might be very traditional being for those at home, more like a poured concrete foundation. We want to do a pin foundation system, mainly because it allows us to disturb less of a site and be a little softer on the environment, and also get into a site relatively quickly and get that process done so we can get going on the house. And then the rest of the finishes, exactly, you know, kit of parts for the kitchen pack, bathroom pack, things like that. Yeah. So.
A whole nother lifetime ago, I participated in building a Panabode home. And Panabode's been in Bellevue region for, I don't know, maybe 40 years. I mean, I think this was 20 years ago that I did this. So,
yeah.
And it had been around a long time before that. And it was incredible, like, to get these pallets and know that everything you need to build your house is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now. Your windows, your doors, your everything.
Yeah.
It was a really interesting experience.
Yeah. It's a exceptionally fun challenge, and it's an exceptional challenge. And we're working through it. It's been quite a journey, and got some great clients. A couple projects that have been completed already is fully modular. So use the crane. Mm-hmm. And landed homes. So we're excited to. It's the other thing is it's a process too. Every piece you're not accepting that solution when you get there. It's just the next step into the next solution, and so you keep working at it.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Speaking of backyard cottages and accessory dwelling units, detached and otherwise. There's a fantastic fair that's been put together this weekend. It's Saturday from 2 to 6. It's at Southside Commons in the Columbia City neighborhood. And a couple of folks, Tor Peterson and Kelly Summer something. I'm so sorry. I can't remember your last name right now. With Ten Penny Design, I think. And they really pulled this together, a volunteer effort to really help educate the public about what is a backyard cottage, what is an accessory dwelling unit in your home, and what does it take to make that a reality from permitting and design to construction and everything in between. And there's going to be several tables of vendors to discuss it, as well as short panel presentations. Actually, Greg and I are both going to be on the construction panel discussion. I think it's like 20 minutes, so it'll be like the fastest panel conversation you've ever heard. and then several other of our Northwest Eco Building Guild friends and family are participating in this event. So I know, based on who I know that's going to be there, it's going to be a really terrific event.
It's a great way to learn about the possibilities of adding an accessory dwelling unit to your property. So I invite anyone who is thinking about that or even just curious about it to go and get some more information to help you make some decisions. A year and a half ago, actually, I guess it was about 2 years ago, I started on a journey of adding an accessory dwelling unit to a house that we were remodeling. And a friend of ours actually joined into our household and is living in the accessory dwelling unit that was the result of the design. And she's also going to be at the fair. She's a real estate agent. Her name's Peggy Foster. And she will be representing the options for buying things together to help finance. So the co-buy movement, where two people who are not related, two or more people who are not related, can actually purchase property together and then go on endeavors of making that property live larger than just a single family house.
It really is a a new model. Maybe not a, it, there's nothing new about it necessarily. Just someone said, why can't this happen? And, you know, certainly the we're realizing that financing backyard cottages is not that straightforward because, you know, financing agencies, banks, et cetera, don't really understand how to value it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that really presents a nice opportunity for two people to take that cost and cut it in half and create value on a single lot. I mean, there's a lot of not really wonderful attributes about the backyard cottage movement, and it's not just happening here in Seattle. It is in all the major cities that are having housing crisis. The policies that are coming out are starting to really favor the backyard cottage movement.
Yeah. And again, ours was not a backyard cottage. Ours is actually an attached accessory dwelling unit. So we went up with, we went from a single story to a story and a half. So the accessory dwelling unit is on the upper level.
Maybe it's good to, do we think everyone at home understands the difference between an ADU and a DADU? Is that a fair thing to share?
Well, probably not.
I think that's a really important thing to share.
Who's going to take that one?
Well, an ADU, and just an accessory dwelling unit, is what we've traditionally called mother-in-law apartments. You know, a lot of times people would throw in a kitchenette or something in their basement or a room that they, a big room they weren't using, and invite their family to live there, but had their, sort of their own space. And there's a whole set of codes that apply to that to make that a legal dwelling unit, a separate legal dwelling unit, so that folks can rent it as well as account it differently in their home square footage. A detached or DADU is more like what folks refer to as backyard cottages, a separate unit that's not attached to the home that that can also be a legal dwelling unit. So you know, so much of our city has just single family residence zoning, and this allows for it to be pseudo multifamily, but not multifamily. And that's sort of where Greg and Terry are talking about the financing problems. I was speaking with someone yesterday who was looking at buying a home, and it had a garage that was already ready to go to become a detached accessory dwelling unit, and they couldn't get the financing. The real estate market knows that it's there, and so the price was set for having it be a multi-dwelling lot, but because it's a single-family zone, they couldn't get the right financing for it, and it was really tricky.
It's going to be really interesting. I think that the accessory dwelling unit fair that is going to be on Saturday that's been mentioned is the components of how to help people finance are going to be the most interesting. It seems that a lot of customers are using the equity in their home and getting a home equity line of credit to tackle a big portion of that cost for construction. And sometimes it's not quite enough to get to the costs just with how much it costs to build here in Seattle.
Right. So. And that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. What are we doing in the next hour? What are we
doing? You are listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, today with Terry Phelan and Laura Elfline and Greg
Lotakis. It's okay, everyone. I mispronounced Terry's last name earlier before we came in.
And we'll be back in a few minutes.
Great.
Go back. Next train's coming down the track. Wherever you are, whenever it takes, we will stand free.
Curious about whales in the Pacific Northwest? Orca Network's Langley Whale Center celebrates and shares the lives of gray whales, orcas, and other marine mammals of the Salish Sea. The Langley Whale Center is a project of Orca Network, a nonprofit that is based on Whidbey Island. The Langley Whale Center gives Orca Network the opportunity to have a public presence to share the excitement about the whales and marine mammals who are our neighbors. The Whale Center in Langley gives visitors and residents alike a chance to to learn more about the endangered southern resident orcas who visit our area and about the North Puget Sound gray whales, a small, unique population of gray whales who find sustenance in the waters of Saratoga Passage and Possession Sound each March through May. Check out the Orca Network and Langley Whale Center on Facebook for the latest whale sightings, educational programs, and events, or visit orcanetwork.org for more information. You'll be glad you did.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
So are you interested in green building, energy efficiency, and sustainable practices? The Northwest Eco Building Guild is a 501c3 community of builders, designers, suppliers, and homeowners concerned with ecological building in the Pacific Northwest. The Guild empowers people through educational activities, classes, and events through the year. To learn more on how to go solar, conserve water, lower your energy bills, and create a healthy home environment, visit ecobuilding.org/Seattle today.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Give me back tomorrow, I've taken all that I can stand. Throw the weight of the world from the palm of your hand. Gather round the fire, together we will rise. Keep your feet on the ground, keep your eye on the prize. Oh, don't turn away, no, don't go back. Next train's coming down the track. Wherever you are, whenever it takes, we will stand free.
Welcome back to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, but today with Terry Phelan and Laura Elfline and Greg Lotakis.
Good morning.
So before the break, we were talking about accessory dwelling units and the accessory dwelling fair, which is a great way to learn about accessory dwelling units and how to make that work for you. There's some other opportunities for learning that we have to share with you today, too. There's always stuff going on in Seattle, learning about ways to live more sustainably and understand what you can do in your life, whether you are living in an apartment or, living at your parents' house or have your own home. There are all sorts of things you can do. So cradle to cradle is a term about purchasing things or manufacturing in ways that at the end of the useful life of the manufactured product, it goes right back into the industrial food chain.
Right. And this next week, on Wednesday evening, the Northwest Eco Building Guild is hosting a cradle-to-cradle conversation, a pathway to a sustainable future, regarding mostly on buildings. And we'll discuss products and projects that have been evaluated and certified cradle to cradle. And so really that every piece of their project that's gone into it is been considered and looked at and scrutinized and been thought through. And some of the panel presenters there are Dirk from Second Use Building Materials.
I love that store.
Oh, they are fantastic. And not only are they fantastic, but they are a great community member. They have really helped with the Eco Building Guild for years. My company, Mighty House Construction, does education events there about once every 2 months throughout the year, helping DIYers understand how to use the materials at Second Use. They're a fantastic community member. There's also Alexander Moeller, manager of Living Product Challenge at International Living Future Institute, and Jennifer Gray, or Frey, excuse me, with Associate Green Building Consultant at Sazon Environmental Services, and it's moderated by architect Brian Callard.
Aha, cool. And that is at the Wood Technology Center at, is that South Seattle College? Is that
Yeah,
where that
South
is?
Seattle College, but it's not at the college itself. It's the Wood Technology Center is up by Jackson and 23rd area, and it's from 6 to 8:30.
Okay, and that's next Wednesday, right?
Next Wednesday, the 23rd.
Okay, got a lot happening next week. Oh my God.
Very busy.
It's that time of year. It's like everybody gets out from the summer craziness and then they hit us, whatever industry I think you're in, they hit us with all these conferences and all these abilities to get together and learn and experience new things for like 2.5 months and then holidays hit. And then they kick it back in.
The last bit of energy out of you,
right.
And then you go get to hibernate. For
right.
A
but then they started back up, like mid-January, end of January until mid-May, and they just squeeze it all in. And we, you know, the Northwest Eco Building, it's no different.
I think
only so many weeks in the year.
Yeah.
I think the fact that things really ramp up in the fall goes. It always connects back to our childhood. It's like school starts in September.
Yep.
It's time to learn. It's time to start a new project. It's time to just kind of buckle down and get shit done.
Mm.
Can I say that?
Mm. Yeah, I think so.
I just did.
Yep.
And it didn't get bleeped.
Well, I think it's a great reframe, too. I mean, fall is renewal. So it's when we start to, you know, buckle down. And it's also a great planning time. If you're thinking about a project, it's a great time to wrap your mind around it and start preparing for it, because it's typically the spring, summer months that we want to be tackling a lot. I mean, ideally, we're tackling a lot of these projects in the summer when the weather's a little bit better on us. This is a great time to learn and plan.
Yeah,
for sure, for sure.
So speaking of lots of stuff happening next week, speaking to the Northwest Eco Building Guild. So there's the Cradle to Cradle education event on Wednesday, and then our big annual event is Friday and Saturday. And
indeed.
And Greg, I think you could speak to this.
I remember the educational session I was sitting in when they were looking for volunteers some years ago to help on the committee. And I got nabbed. And here we are many years later. The event has evolved. The SLAM, or 10 by 10 by 10, as it was.
Gosh, it was called that when you would come with 10 slides. And 10 people would have 10 minutes to present those actual 10 slides. They'd put them into a carousel. There might even be people listening to this that don't even know what a slide carousel is anymore. And so when I started getting involved with the SLAM, I was like, nobody knows what 10 by 10 is except for guild members. Let's rebrand this to something that folks really can understand. Because it's really like a TED Talks for green building.
Exactly.
It's 10 fast-paced presentations, and we get roughly 300 or more folks that come out on a Friday night for, what, 3-4 hours sitting down listening to these presentations. And it's amazing. And everybody leaves so excited and inspired and educated.
I think it's the power of story, too. I think the beautiful thing about the design of our event is that Friday night is story, and you know where the energy comes from and what we get excited about. And Saturday is really kind of buckling down and digging into the nuts and bolts of things and, you know, learning a little bit more in the detail. So on Friday night, we'll have, you know, these 10 projects, as Laura mentioned, and some of those projects we'll be presenting again on Saturday. And so the really cool thing about that is on Friday night, you get to understand the how it came together, you know, what was it like to try and tackle that, you know, and run towards that North Star type of project. And then Saturday, you're like, oh, that was totally inspiring yesterday. And yeah, now they're, you know, the reality is, yeah, that piece was tough and that's how they solved it. And this piece was a new way to do something. So you really get a lot out of those 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been fun to co-create and kind of redesign that weekend, and also pull the rest of guild members in the Northwest, you know, give them a reason if they're coming from Oregon or Montana or Idaho or parts of Washington that are not near Seattle, a reason to come out and join for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a lot of fun.
But it's more than members that come to this event, for sure.
Truth.
Yeah, there's lots more. It's open to everyone. I would say that Friday night, the slam with the fast-paced talks, that's really something that everyone can be engaged with.
And should.
And
right.
Should. Yeah. I mean, even my kids, my 13-year-old twin daughters, really enjoy listening to the stories. It's I'm always sort of a little surprised. I've actually wrote them into volunteering last year and this
they
year.
Did an amazing
so.
Job. Our technical team.
Our technical team. And I think this year we're going to be helping with the greeting and food buffet.
Nice.
And then Saturday tends to be more folks who are involved either peripherally or intentionally as professionals in the green building movement. But Friday night's really about everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, there's students that come. There's people who are interested in doing their own project. There's, you know, friends of the people who had a project done. It's really a festive event.
Yeah.
And great energy.
And that is, we'll probably say it several times, but it's actually not this weekend, but next. So Friday, October 25th in the evening, and then Saturday, October 26th, all day. And that's at University of Washington's Kane Hall here in Seattle. And you can learn more at
northwestgreen.org, all spelled out, no NW, Northwest, the whole word, green.org.
And you can get tickets through Eventbrite.
Absolutely.
Exactly. One of the things also that's involved with the 2 days is that we sort of have a little trade fair associated with the event, and our sponsors come back. I mean, they really come back year after year because they realize the value of this project. I'd just like to give a shout out to some of those, including Dunn Lumber, Puget Sound Cooperative Credit Union, Small Planet Supply, Green Home Solutions, 475 High Performance Building Supply, and my company, Mighty Energy Solutions, as well as like another 20 organizations that that come out and to support this event. And it's really a collaboration of volunteer work and sponsorship. So,
and I think we always give a shout out to the sponsors. I think it's important that these are places where you can get answers. If you're not a professional in the industry and you're wanting to know, like, where am I going to get that cradle to cradle type countertop or floor product or whatever, these are the type of companies like Green Home Solutions, et cetera, that, you know, can help you answer those questions. And, you mentioned Puget Sound Cooperative Credit Union, PSCCU, and they've been among with some other banks kind of at the forefront of helping folks with solar loans and energy efficiency loans and things like that, that if you need that, a little bit of that money to help get the savings that you want and make your home healthier, these are the folks that are a resource.
So. Yeah, Puget Sound Cooperative Credit Union is where we got our solar loan. And it's a super low interest rate.
They're fantastic to work for. We got our energy upgrades loan there, too.
Yeah,
it's a little family of supporters.
Yeah.
So this is Laura Elfline and Terry Phelan with Greg Lotakis. Supporting the Dina Marie Lift Your Spirit show today. We will be back in a minute.
Whatever it takes, we will stand free. We will stay away. Don't go back to sleep.
Living Shelter Architects offers innovative design solutions for healthy and resilient homes, restorative small businesses, and mission-driven organizations with the goal of positively impacting our community and our planet. They strive to make sustainable design affordable and accessible. Based in Issaquah, Washington, they serve their Pacific Northwest clients from the San Juan Islands to the Yakima Wine Country. For a free consultation, visit livingshelter.com today.
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
Mighty House Construction is a family business that knows a well-crafted, comfortable, and healthy home can also be resilient, eco-friendly, and energy efficient. They also know that a home that uses less energy to do more things is a home that is built right and will save you money every day. Mighty House Construction has been bridging comfort, quality, and sustainability in Seattle homes for more than 10 years. See their work and learn more about their process at mightyhomeconstruction.com.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Give me back tomorrow, I've taken all that I can stand. Throw the weight of the world from the palm of your hand. Gather round the fire, together we will rise. Keep your feet on the ground, keep your eye on the prize.
Good morning, this is the Dina Marie Lift Your Spirit Show. And this is not Dina Marie, it's Laura Elfline with Mighty House Construction and Terry Phelan with Living Shelter Architects. Joined by our guest today, Greg Latakis.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. And we've been talking about all the amazing education events that October holds for learning about green building and backyard cottages and how to do things better and best in your homes and remodel, mostly around remodeling and new construction. I think it's always surprised me how I have a lot of friends that are super smart and super engaged in how to eat well and keep their bodies really healthy. And then it comes to remodeling their home and they'll come to me and they'll say, I'm thinking about doing X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, oh my God, don't. Please, please, please. Can we talk about that? Don't buy anything yet. Let's talk about it. Do we have an hour or two to have a coffee or a beverage and get some reality around what will make most sense for your home? Because remodeling is expensive and you want to do it in a way that is going to last the test of time. If you have a family, last your kids, and also provide a healthy environment for you to really live and grow and be with one another.
There are so many people who remodel their home, or I think people are getting smarter about it, but in the past, there have been a lot of people who have gotten really sick when they move into their home that's just been remodeled because so many of the products that were, you know, just the go-to products, you know, carpet and vinyl flooring and cabinets made from particle board, they off-gas really nasty things. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, you know, you move back in and suddenly you get sick. I think a lot of the builders that have moved towards doing green remodeling have done so because they themselves have gotten sick doing their work.
Right.
And they are the ones that really understand how being around products that are healthy can just completely change the atmosphere of, you know, the lifestyle.
Right. Yeah, either they've seen the remodels, the indoor air environment make themselves sick or their friends and family sick, or they see how it's making the planet sick, which is causing us all huge systematic problems all over the place, right? And the thing that I've always come to is realizing that what makes us healthy also is healthier for the planet. So it's an easy win-win situation. If you're doing things right for yourself, you're probably doing it right for the planet too. And so that's really great. I think, you know, before the break, we were talking about really just education forward all the time. And we were talking about some of our sponsors who are going to be sort of having a little trades fair at the Northwest Green Building Slam and Summit next Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. And sometimes I think that people hear the word trades fair or, you know, vendor tables and stuff, and they think they're going to be sold to. And the thing about guild members and our sponsors is that they are really all focused on education forward. Absolutely. I mean, they are not salespeople to a fault, probably.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely grows our businesses a little bit more slowly than we'd like, because we are so giving of our time and our energy and our knowledge and really want to see things done right.
Absolutely.
And so it's really just a great opportunity to really learn and not make mistakes with your finances. I mean, you want to invest in the right things in the right ways. When you think about a financial portfolio, well, your house and your remodel is no different.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
I think the healthy, you know, not just remodels, it's just as you additions or new construction. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that we're seeing and what we're heading towards is our energy codes in Seattle and Washington State are getting better and better and better. And what I mean when I say that is they are going to require us to get better and better and better. And it means the homes are getting tighter. And when, as Terry was saying, when you start putting products just in your home and you're not thinking through what they do and you make your home tighter, you're, you know, putting all that stuff inside a tight space with you. And so it matters so much.
Yeah.
And you know, that's just an example of how the system works. It's just not, house is not a simple thing. It's a system, and
yep,
you got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, for sure.
That brings to mind a project that I recently worked on, which I'm actually going to be presenting, co-presenting at the Green Building Slam next Friday. And it's Sila Vista over in the Yakima area. And those homes are designed to be built. It's a 60 home net zero energy and healthy community. So big project. And it's under construction right now. There's, I think, about half a dozen homes that have been built so far. And the model was completed a couple of years ago. And that's what we're going to be focusing on next Friday. But one of the things that we decided was that these homes were going to be built to the 2030 energy code instead of the current energy code.
I love that.
And in Washington State, the energy code is getting more and more stringent every year or every 3 years.
Every three.
Until it's like a huge change over time. So I think it's 10% more stringent every 3 years. So the decision to build these for 10 years out was really future-proofing them. And I think that's a really smart thing to do. I think a few builders are starting to do that.
Yeah, I love that that's you know, a goal and a North Star for that development and thinking in that way. As other builders are, I mean, I know in this circle, a lot of builders are thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly can, you know, as you think about those designs and being able to do that again somewhere else, you create that opportunity to be ready for that energy code.
Right, right. Because it's going to be a challenge for the small builder to keep making these changes. So
yeah.
I say just do it now.
At Node, we have the same mindset. Like, mm-hmm, let's design for 2030 now, and just cook that into our designs, and that's what people can expect.
Yeah.
Right. And at the Northwest Eco Building Guild, we were just setting or putting some final touches on next year's education opportunities. And one of the things that we're going to be doing is sort of some small quick hits on the energy codes, mm-hmm, and having some gatherings around that. So if you yourself aren't a builder, but you know someone who is, or you're thinking about a remodel and you want to really engage in more efficient solutions for your home, you know, get them connected to the Northwest Eco Building Guild, ecobuilding.org, or have them come to the Slam and Summit and really start to learn about some of these more appropriate solutions to living in the future in our homes.
Yeah, because the future is just around the corner.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's funny to hear you say 2030 codes, because forever we were talking about 2020 codes and that was going to be really the turning point, and we're not there yet, and 2020 is seconds away, and it's I think I'm in denial. I keep writing like 2018 on things in hopes that we still have another year before it hits 2020.
Everything feels like we're moving in dog years for sure. So fast.
Indeed, indeed. So we've been talking about, want to do another shout out. It's Northwest Green, all spelled out, northwestgreen.org is where you can find more information about the Northwest Green Building Slam and Summit coming up October 25th and 26th. And we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Laura Elfline and Terry Phelan co-hosting for Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie.
Don't go back. Next train's coming down the track.
Tea with Your Dragon is a tea shop located in historic downtown Stanwood. They specialize in herbal products to improve your everyday life and carry over 150 bulk herbs, spices, and teas. Their teas are carefully handcrafted with the finest organic ingredients. Tea with Your Dragon is full of whimsical gifts, locally handmade jewelry, and has a beautiful collection of stones and crystals. To learn more, visit teawithyourdragon.com or like them on Facebook to see upcoming classes and events.
Interested in green building energy efficiency and sustainable practices? Register now for the 2019 Northwest Green Building Slam and Summit. The annual event is back for another weekend of remarkable case studies and expert advice at the University of Washington in Seattle, October 25th and 26th. Meet local architects, builders, interior designers, and other eco-conscious experts. Hear from keynote speaker Stacy Smedley, Director of Sustainability at Skanska USA Building, and Moment of Inspiration speaker Sarah Vander Zanden, Director of Facing Homelessness. Mingle with like-minded professionals and enjoy food and drinks included with your ticket. Head to northwestgreen.org to purchase your tickets now. The Northwest Green Building Slam and Summit is sponsored by the Northwest Eco Building Guild, a nonprofit community concerned with ecological building and long-term sustainability in the Pacific Northwest.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page, or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Don't go back. Next train's coming down the track.
Welcome back to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. My name is Terry Phelan. I'm with Living Shelter Architects, and I'm here with Laura Elfline with Mighty House Construction and Mighty Energy Solutions, and our guest, Greg Lotakis from Node.
Morning.
Greg is also co-chair with me for the Northwest Green Building Slam and Summit, which we've been talking a little bit about today. You can find out more information at northwestgreen.org. And one of Greg's focus on this and has been really helping with the keynote speaker and noticing the themes that are sort of developed for the, especially the second day of the Slam and Summit, the summit portion. You want to tell us more about what's going on there?
I'd love to. Thank you. Yeah. And I think some of the evolution of the event has been, you know, trying to pull in as much varied voice in our weekend. And so we, last year we tried something where we had a keynote in the morning and then we had a moment of inspiration speaker at the end of the day, right at the happy hour around 5:30. And that was amazing. And we're going to do that again this year. And so we bookended the day with two amazing women. The first, our keynote, Stacy Smedley, is with Skanska USA. And Stacy is their director of sustainability. And I'm really excited. I don't want to reveal too much because I want everyone to come and listen to Stacy. I think she's hot off the trail of the Living Products event down in, I think it was in Nashville recently. A lot of discussion around product and embodied carbon. Skanska has been working on an embodied carbon calculator. So for those at home, you know, embodied carbon is just like, you know, everything it takes to build our home. What, how much carbon did that take? And now how do we think about the products that are used to drive down how much carbon went into building our home? It's a meaty topic, and the tool has been built to help industry, help the industry. And so that's just one of the aspects that I expect Stacy to speak on. She is amazing and multi-talented. She's also a musician, so you might see her playing, you know, in Ballard some night. and then we have Sarah Vander Zanden, who is the executive director of Facing Homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And some folks might know of Facing Homelessness from their different programs. For us in the built environment, we're kind of the Darling is the Block project, which is a beautiful example of a systems approach to creating shelter for those that live outside. A living building, a very green, very healthy 120 square foot home that would go in the backyard of a host family and give shelter to someone that's been living outside. That's just one of the Facing Homelessness programs. And Sarah is going to be there as our moment of inspiration to just share what's going on with the program and really remind us that this is a, the homelessness is not a homelessness crisis, it's a community crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's really important that we recognize that member of our community. So, so that bookend is going to be amazing. I'm really excited about our day. We're also going to pay you know, just kind of a humble tribute to Patty Southard, who is a matriarch of sustainability here in Seattle, and we lost recently, and we'll have some notes about Patty very simply, just as a reminder of how big of a hole that leaves in our community, and we're looking forward to sharing a little bit of her story just in our program and a couple words, and she'll be with us.
And we're also asking folks to come to the event and bring something.
Thank you. So Facing Homelessness, so Patty Southard was not just someone that talked about sustainability. Patty was someone that expected us to be actionable. And Facing Homelessness is a program that we'd like to support during our event. And it's very simple. It's as simple as clean pairs of socks or a tent or a tarp, and we're going to be sending out information about how people can either donate or bring something to our event to support Facing Homelessness. This is our call to action. This is a little way in which Patty would have expected us to be actionable.
Yep.
Wow. That's the first time I've heard of this particular piece of this year's event, and it makes my heart sing to think of how little things like this can help people who are in that transition. Most people that live outside don't want to live outside. Something has happened in their lives that has forced them to take that as a temporary option, mm-hmm. and they can get stuck there.
Yeah.
So just helping to lift them up so they can step out of that.
It's been, it's really opened my eyes. I know they're still very, I still have a narrow gaze, but just in my talks and prep for what we've been doing to learn, really dig into the demographics and understand that, you know, a lot of our assumptions are not true about how people got there mm-hmm. and who those people are. And so, again, you know, this is a community crisis. When you start to think about giving someone shelter, that is the thing that is the springboard to them getting their feet back under them and becoming right. a part of the community again.
Yeah. Having solid ground under them, having an address that they can mm-hmm. put on their job interviews mm-hmm. or their applications. I can't imagine being in that place.
Yeah. And it's a simple, a lot of them, it you know, it was a simple thing. A lot of them, it's a health issue or a family crisis. And for the youth, there's a lot of youth that are, you know, living outside, and it was a family crisis or something like that. Mm-hmm. Far from our, you know, assumptions about mental health and things like that. Certainly those play into that, but yeah. You know, there's a lot that's not that. And it's just, you know, easy to find yourself there. So mm-hmm. where are you going to get that support? Yeah. So I think that'll be a great, you know, for folks to see that. And again, the Block Project, although it's small and mighty and they're making more homes and need host families, so come learn about the Block Project. It's also one example of many that need to occur in our communities. And if you start to dig in, which I have a little bit, the cities that have taken on providing housing, the money that they spend on the homelessness issue is less than treating people that are actually living outside if they're providing housing. So it's
right.
just, there's a lot to tackle, and I get it. But there's a lot of reason to tackle it and provide shelter for folks. Got it.
Big.
Yeah, it is big. Yeah, that's what we do on Friday morning.
Well, yeah, we have to tackle the big issues as well as the small ones, and, you know, inspire ourselves to take one little step that can inspire somebody else to take another step.
I think a reminder is for folks when we talk about when the word sustainability is used, we gravitate towards the green building and things like that, tangible things, and sustainability is just as much about equity.
Social equity and social justice. Yeah.
And doing that in community and getting involved with folks that are trying to solve problems makes the issues feel less big, because you feel mm-hmm. you experience the energy of others tackling the same problems that are important. And, you know, Facing Homelessness and the Block Project, those are really fantastic organizations. You know, Sawhorse Revolution is also a fantastic organization in our community that's providing tiny homes for homeless encampments. And in that process, they are teaching youth about how to build, which is something that the schools have totally gotten out of. Wood Workshop just really doesn't exist. There's some coming back, little bits and pieces now, but it's probably 10 years or another 5 years before that turnaround and bringing back shop classes is back in our high schools. Mm. So in the meantime, Sawhorse Revolution is really providing a filling a gap of teens learning about building. I recently heard some statistics, and I'm really bad with statistics, but it was like an enormous number of people who are incarcerated are folks who don't do well in traditional learning environments mm-hmm. and who would have been folks who went to shop class and went into the trades. But we've been pushing so hard for science and technology and the like for so many years that they feel like they shouldn't go to that. They should do this science and technology track, but that's not where their skill sets lay. And yeah. So then they feel left behind and get in trouble and get incarcerated. And You know, then trying to get back into regular life becomes even more difficult. And so if we have these programs and like Sawhorse Revolution or getting back shop classes into the high schools, that people will find their place.
Yeah. And there is so much need in the trades for new people. I mean, there's this gap of, you know, people who are getting to an age where they're going to need to step back, their bodies won't do the trades anymore, and there aren't enough young people to come in and take their place, and we need more and more. So if you know a young person who has hand skill sets, please get them thinking about entering the trades. And I think we're about out of time for today. Thank you so much. This is Terry Phelan. We're sitting in for Dina Marie. This is the Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie show. And I'm here with Laura Elfline and Greg Lotakis. Remember northwestgreen.org to learn more about the Eco Building Guild's event next weekend, the 25th and 26th. Thank you, Greg, for joining us
today. It's been a pleasure. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. We'll see you next time.
Science is secret.